我当年在加拿大的时候。
When I was in Canada.
好久不登录这个微博了啊。
It's been a long time since I last logged into this Weibo.
就点进去看了一下。
I clicked on it to take a look.
推送给我一条新闻。
Push me a news article.
是天津市的一个女记者。
She is a female journalist from Tianjin.
被男同事给打死了。
He was killed by his male colleague.
我呢，点进这图片一看。
I looked at the picture and I was surprised.
我说看这个女记者怎么有点面熟呢？
I think I've seen this female reporter before.
我再一细看，这个女记者。
I've taken a closer look at this female reporter.
是当年两个单位之间有合作，跟我对接的那个报社的女记者。
It was a female reporter from one of the two units that had been cooperating with me.
我看完这个消息以后呢
After I read this news,
大为的震惊
Great surprise.
就这么一个鲜活的生命就没有了
So many living beings have disappeared.
而且还是之前有过几面之缘的人
And also, there were a few people I had met before.
然后呢
Then,
其实我看到这个新闻的时候呢
Actually, when I saw this news,
这个记者呢已经去世了
The journalist has already passed away.
有段时间了
It's been a while.
然后我就好奇
Then I was curious.
我就点进去 他这个死者的这个父亲开的这个微博
I clicked on the post made by the father of the deceased.
我想了解一下这个事情的来龙去脉。
I want to understand the background and development of this matter.
我看完这个死者父亲这个微博上的这个介绍以后呢
After I read the introduction of this deceased father on Weibo,
我就大为的感慨。
I was deeply moved.
我就感慨咱们现在国内的这个法律呢真的是
I was impressed by the current situation in our country where
是非常的温情
It's very heartwarming
非常的人性化
Very humanized
这个死者呢叫小陈
The deceased is named Zero Chen
这个行凶者呢
The perpetrator
这个男同事呢咱们叫崔某吧
This male colleague, let's call him Qi.
这个崔某呢是在自己的车里。
This person, Qi, was in his car.
用拳头把这个小陈给打死的。
He beat Zero Chen to death with his fists.
他当时打完以后
He was done with it.
这个人呢就已经失去意识。
This person has already lost consciousness.
然后这个崔猛呢就把人送到了这个医院。
Then, Qi Ming sent the person to the hospital.
到了医院。
Arrived at the hospital.
这个人其实已经是脑死亡了。
This person is actually brain dead.
在这个 ICU 里。
In this ICU,
老陈又住了半年。
Zero Chen lived for another 6 months.
最后去世了。
Finally, he passed away.
然后呢
And,
咱们说说这个法律的柔情的一面
Let's talk about the gentle side of this law
这个崔某呢是全运会百米赛跑的冠军金牌获得者
This someone named Qi is the champion in the 100 meter sprint at the national games
按理说这身体素质应该不错吧
Therefore, his physical condition should be pretty good.
这个杀人这么大罪的这个前提下
Under the premise of such a serious crime,
他呢，因为心脏病的原因申请了保外就医
He applied for home care due to his heart disease.
并且在这个保外就医期间完成了跟他老婆的离婚手续和财产分割
And during this period of bail, he also completed the divorce and property division with his wife.
有过这个被传唤和被羁押经验的朋友应该都知道， 这么大的重罪啊。
A friend who has experienced this summons and detention should know that it is a serious crime.
能够在没有宣判之前就保外就医，是多么的难。
How difficult it is to be released on bail before a verdict.
所以说呢，咱们这个法律呢，确实有它的这个温情的一面。
So, this law actually has its own compassionate side.
有人情味的一面。
A human touch.
但同样呢，也有它威严的一面。
But it also has its majestic side.
最后呢，这个崔某呢，被判了15年的有期徒刑。
Finally, this person named Qi was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
我今天发的这些呢
These I posted today.
不一定将来大家能看得到。
It may not be possible for everyone to see in the future.
也许就会因为某些不为人知的原因就会被下架。
Maybe it will be taken down for some unknown reasons.
但是这件事呢
But this matter,
我思前想后呢
I have been thinking and pondering.
我还是决定要把它发出来。
I still decided to publish it.
最起码让大家知道咱们的这个法律还是有它的这个人情味儿。
At least, it lets everyone know that our law still has a human element.
同时呢，也想让大家知道。
At the same time, I also want to let everyone know that
如果同样的事情发生在你身上
If the same thing happened to you
当然谁也不愿意发生这样的事
Of course, no one wants to experience such a thing.
你能不能被温情的对待
Can you be treated with warmth? Just kidding. Fed up. Fed up.